It's a new tool of the trade, for me at least, though not all of my journalistic colleagues are convinced by the merits of the Twittersphere or Facebook. Whatever your views, though, if you choose, as I do, to tweet, you can often make news public before anyone else, and certainly before we can broadcast it on radio or television, or even onto the BBC website. It's instant, with a few taps of a keyboard or a phone. And there's little doubt that these Scottish elections have witnessed a rise in the use of new media, by the parties to get their message out directly to voters and to engage, and by some members of the public to interact with the parties. Craig McGill is a social media consultant.
It's almost like a tale of two tweets, in that you do have a large, engaged online community. You know, a lot of politicians are on, but there's a lot of people not doing it. So I think, you know, to call this the digital revolution election is stretching it a bit far.
Although last year's general election was billed as a social media election, it was in fact the three television debates which appeared to have the most impact on the campaign, even if the outcome, particularly for the Lib Dems, didn't mirror all the opinion polls which went with them. So although the online campaign hasn't replaced the traditional media, it's added to the election fray. Christopher Slight runs BBC Scotland's election Twitter feed, which you'll find at BBC Scot Election.
I think of all the parties, the SNP really seem to have grasped social media as a campaign tool and embedded it in their campaign. You only have to look at their Facebook page, which has almost 10,000 likes compared to the rest of the parties, which have just a few hundred or even a handful in some cases. Although, having said that, there's some very active use in the other parties. Certainly on Twitter, I've noticed with the Labour Party and the Scottish Greens very active on that platform.
But despite the growing number of messages being tweeted or updated on Facebook, there is a risk that it's the same people talking, arguing and interacting with the same people all the time. Craig McGill again.
Everyone seems to just be reinforcing their own beliefs. Out of the thousands of tweets and blog posts that have been going about, you very rarely see someone going, oh, that's made me change my mind, or that's made me, you know, reassess my opinion of a party. You know, the odds are if you voted SNP, Labour or Tory before you went online, all you're doing is going online and reinforcing that belief.
So have the parties managed to convince the voters who use new media websites? Only one way to find out. I posted a tweet asking just that and received just over 30 responses in a few hours. Admittedly, not exactly a representative sample of the electorate, but using the wonders of modern technology, here are a few of them, via those people's smartphones and Skype.
Well, it certainly actually got me more involved in the campaign, to be honest. Got me more interested in it.
I'm amazed at how little the political parties are utilising Facebook and Twitter. It's the perfect medium to reach thousands of younger voters without much effort.
It's been tribal, but I doubt it'll have changed the minds of anyone involved.
It's fantastic. It makes you feel like you're closer to the candidates.
There are, of course, those who dismiss social media as a passing fad, which should and will have no impact, they say, on the election. The former Herald journalist, now media commentator Alf Young, isn't one of them.
Look at the group that politicians would love to get at. It's younger people who don't tend to vote in the kind of numbers that older people do. And I think people under 30 are the people who most use social media.
But he believes politicians haven't got the hang of it yet.
I think the problem that they have with it, the connection they're trying to make, is that they're trying to set the agenda and get people to buy into their agenda. But the whole point of social media is that you don't create the agenda. The agenda comes up from below. It comes from the massive user. Out of that morass of communication come the trends and the ideas of tomorrow.
And one big question remains. Will it be the traditional media like TV or radio or Twitter which gets the election results out there fastest and, more importantly, accurately?